the mines all right, Hauser said. He looked at Yeltsin. What exactly happened when they shot the mine? When he eventually hit it, it vanished. It had started to move, but it couldn't have accelerated that fast. I'd have felt the shockwave. It just vanished. It was like somebody turning off a projection, Hauser said. Yeltsin nodded. Yes. And there was a bit of smoke, not much. Do you mean to... He got it eventually. What do you mean? I mean, Yeltsin said, putting one hand on her hip and looking at Hauser with an impatient expression on her face, that it took 3 or 4 shots. The first went straight through it. Are you saying it was a projection? Hauser nodded and held up the machine in his hand. It was this. A remote drone producing a hologram of the mind. Must have had a weak force field as well, so that it could be touched and pushed as though it was a solid object. But all there was inside was this. He smiled faintly at the wrecked machine. No wonder the damn thing didn't show up on our mass sensors. So the mine's still around somewhere, Yeltsin said, looking at the drone in Hauser's hand. The changer nodded. Balveda watched Hauser and Yeltsin walk into the darkness at the far end of the station. She went over to where the drone floated above Nysin, monitoring his vital functions and sorting out some vials of medicine in the medkit. Wubslin kept his gun pointed at the trapped Adirin, but watched Balveda from the corner of his eye at the same time. The culture woman sat down cross-legged near the stretcher. Before you ask, the drone said, no, there's nothing you can do. I had guessed that, Una Harklosp, Balveda said. Then you have ghoulish tendencies? No. I wanted to talk to you. Really? The drone continued to sort the medicines. Yes. She sat forward, elbow on her knee, chin cupped in her hand. She lowered her voice a little. Are you biding your time, or what? The drone turned its front to her, an unnecessary gesture they both knew, but one it was used to making. Biding my time? You've let him use you so far. I just wondered how much longer. The drone turned away again, hovering over the dying man. Perhaps you hadn't noticed, Ms. Balveda, but my choices in this matter are almost as limited as yours. I've only got arms and legs, and I'm locked away at night, trussed up, you're not. I have to keep watch. He has a movement sensor which he leaves switched on anyway, so he would know if I tried to escape, and besides, where would I go? The ship? Balveda suggested, smiling. She looked back up the dark station, where the lights on their suits showed Yeltsin and the changer picking something up from the ground. I would need his ring. Do you want to take it from him? You must have an effector. Couldn't you fool the ship's circuits, or even just that motion sensor? Ms. Balveda, call me Peristek. Peristek. I am a general-purpose drone, a civilian. I have light fields, the equivalent of many fingers, but not major limbs. I can produce a cutting field, but only a few centimetres in depth, and not capable of taking on armour. I can interface with other electronic systems, but I cannot interfere with the hardened circuits of military equipment. I possess an internal force field which lets me float, regardless of gravity, but apart from using my own mass as a weapon, that is not really of much use either. In fact, I am not particularly strong. When I needed to be for my job, there were attachments available for my use. Unfortunately, I was not employing them when I was abducted. Had I been, I probably wouldn't be here now. Damn, Balveda said into the shadows. No aces up your sleeve? No sleeves, Peristek. Balveda took in a deep breath and stared glumly at the dark floor. Oh dear, she said. Our leader approaches, Una Harklosp said, affecting weariness in its voice. It turned and nodded its front toward Yeltsin and Hauser, returning from the far end of the cavern. The changer was smiling. Balveda rose smoothly to her feet as Hauser beckoned to her. Peristek Balveda, Hauser said, standing with the others at the bottom of the rear access gantry and holding out one hand toward the Adirin trapped in the wreckage above. Meet Zogzal.
This is the female you claim as a culture agent, human, the Adirin said, turning his head awkwardly to look down at the group of people below him.
Pleased to meet you, Balveda muttered, arching one eyebrow as she gazed up at the trapped Adirin. Hauser walked up the ramp, passing Wubslin, who was training his gun on the trapped being. Hauser still held the remote drone. He came to the second level ramp and looked down at the Adirin's face. See this, Zogzal? He held the drone up, It glinted in the lights of his suit. Zoxal nodded slowly.
It is a small piece of damaged equipment.
The deep, heavy voice betrayed signs of strain, and Hauser could see a trickle of dark purple blood on the floor of the ramp Zoxal lay squashed upon.